When ricin-laced letters were sent to Mayor Bloomberg and President Obama, the FBI used a secret program to track down the sender. It's called the Mail Isolation Control and Tracking Program. Through it, U.S. Postal Service computers photograph the exterior of every piece of paper mail. Last year, it scanned 160 billion pieces. That information is then stored. How long is not clear. New York Times reporter Ron Nixon writes that it shows snail mail is subject to the same kind of scrutiny that the NSA has given to phone calls and emails. He joins us now. Welcome to WNYC.
Thank you, Amy. How are you?
Fine, thanks. When did the Mail Isolation Control and Tracking Program begin, and why haven't we heard about it until now?
Well, this program appears to have started shortly after the anthrax letters that were sent out after 9/11,
and in 2001.
That's correct, in 2001, and it appears to be a program that allows the Postal Inspection Service, the law enforcement portion of the Postal Service, to track dangerous pieces of mail back to an origin, and that way they could track down the sender of the letter.
How does it work, though? If you're sending ricin-laced letters, ideally you're not putting your return address on it.
That's correct. Well, what they did in a more recent case, the Sharon Gass Richardson, the young actress who was in The Walking Dead, that sent some letters to President Obama and Mayor Bloomberg, is that they tracked the letter back to a mail processing facility that wasn't too far from her home. And a couple of things. One, the letters also contain, you know, barcodes that tells you when the time that it was sent and where it was sent from. So there's a bunch of information on a letter, even if it doesn't have return address on it. And what they also did was to photograph, in copying all of this mail, they made images of the mail that was sent before her letter and after her letter, so they could look at the zip codes and narrow down where that letter possibly came from.
A similar program, you write, has been around for a century. It's called Mail Covers. How does that work, and how is it different from the Mail Isolation Control and Tracking Program?
Right. Well, the Mail Covers is the program that's been around since the 1890s. And essentially what the Postal Service does at the request of law enforcement is to copy down the information on letters going to a particular address or a business that they suspect where there's some criminal activity happening. And so they're able to trace who that person or persons are communicating with and establish, you know, what they are doing. And so that's been around for quite a while. It's still widely used, and law enforcement officials say you get a bunch of information from it. That's quite useful in their investigations.
Right. You spoke with a person who was under this Mail Covers program, Leslie James Pickering. Tell me his story briefly.
Well, Mr. Pickering was a spokesperson for, you know, radical environmental group, the Earth Liberation Front, back in, you know, over a decade ago. He said he was never a member of the group, but served as a spokesperson. And so last year he got his mail and was going through it and saw a postcard, a size card that was handwritten that basically said, before you take this mail out, you know, copy all the information, show it to the supervisor before copying the information. And so he then filed a Freedom of Information request asking the Postal Service, basically, what are you copying? And then he got, you know, some responses saying that this is the mail that we've copied. And so he suspects that it's the FBI because a former colleague of his got a call from the FBI saying, hey, you know, they called and asked about you.
Is this comparable, both this longtime Mail Covers program and the Mail Isolation Control and Tracking Program, comparable to the NSA monitoring of telephone calls and emails? What are critics saying?
Well, what critics are saying is that this is basically the genesis of, you know, those programs, because what it does is collect metadata, so to speak. the information on the outside of the letters. They're not allowed to open these letters without a warrant. But by collecting that information on the outside, they can tell a lot about who you're communicating with. And so what, you know, the critics are saying is that this is essentially what the NSA is saying, that they're collecting metadata on who you call. So they're not listening to your call, but they can tell who you call, the length of that call, what time you call, the same thing that you would do with, you know, a letter. When was the letter sent? Who was the letter sent to? What are the other information on there?
Who are you banking with? Who
right,
your
exactly.
friends are? This sort
exactly.
of thing.
Right.
New York Times reporter Ron Nixon on his story about the Mail Isolation Control and Tracking Program. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Andy. Thanks for having me.